Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Words appear in layered chat bubbles. Netflix presents. As a blonde girl and a brunette girl enter a cabin, text reads, hashtag then. Inside, a frizzy-haired girl puts zinc oxide on her nose.
Yes, everything is great.
Oh my God!
What happened, Alexa?
Cameron Drake wants to meet you in the boys' cabin at midnight to make out.
With me?
Yeah!
In the boys' cabin.
Wanna make out? Okay.
The frizzy-haired girl closes her eyes and leans forward with her lips puckered. The lights flick on. She opens her eyes to find herself face-to-face with a pig. Several girls, including Alexa, use their phones to take pictures as the boys point and laugh. The frizzy-haired girl runs quickly from the room in tears. Later, she sits in bed with the sheets propped up like a tent. Under the sheets, the frizzy-haired girl looks at photos on a Facebook page as tears glisten on her cheeks. She reaches the photo of her and the pig. The frizzy-haired girl slides her finger down the trackpad and clicks a button and suspends her account. She wipes her eyes and tears a bracelet from her wrist. Next, text appears, hashtag now. The frizzy-haired girl lies in bed. On the door, a sign reads, UC Davis Fan Cave, where there's no off-season. She lifts her head and reaches toward a phone on the bedside table, then closes her eyes again. A photo of the frizzy-haired girl and a friend sits on the table. She leans up again and reaches into her mouth, removing a retainer. Then she picks up a pair of glasses and clumsily puts them on. Later, hands hold a cell phone as a video of Alexa appears on screen. She sits next to a pool with a small dog.
Hey guys, I'm Alexa Medina, and this is hashtag reality high. High school was mad stressful, so Katsuya and I decided to...
Tell your sister to turn that off. Mom says turn that crap off. Can't believe you watched that show.
The show is not crap. You're only saying that because it's Alexa.
The show is crap because it's Alexa.
Would you just get over it?
So, are you ready for your scholarship interview?
You mean the one that will determine whether I get into my dream school?
I'll take that as a yes.
Yes. But I'm super nervous.
Well, Fiona is a UC Davis grad, and she's writing your recommendation. That should help, right?
I hope so.
Ooh, you should wear my chocolate brown pantsuit to your interview.
Holy Hillary Clinton. She's not wearing that.
Do not hate on that outfit.
Whatever. I gotta go get Freddy.
The frizzy-haired girl puts on a backpack.
Always a treat.
She leaves the kitchen.
See you guys later.
Next, Freddy waits on a sidewalk. He sits on black boxes as the frizzy-haired girl drives up and stops at the curb.
Hi, Grams.
Good luck, honey.
Be nice to the neighbors, okay?
Freddy enters the car. He bites a Pop-Tart. The frizzy-haired girl bites another one in his hand.
I can't take any more Taylor Swift, Annie.
Admit it. I have better taste than you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Next, a swim team practices in a pool. The swimmers slip over and push back off the pool wall. Then, a boy in a swimming cap and goggles climbs out of the pool and removes his goggles.
Nice job, Cam. All right, Cam, great work.
Cam claps.
Let's go.
I told you the bleachers were the best place to work out. Thanksgiving came early this year.
Oh
my God.
Two boys watch cheerleaders stretch. Then, in a bathroom, a blonde girl looks in a mirror and puts on mascara. A girl in a fishing cap grimaces and leaves the bathroom. Four other girls step up to the mirror and turn as they apply lip gloss. In the hall, the girl with the fishing cap stops as a boy with blonde highlights looks up from a water fountain. The girl's eyes widen as he points his phone at her. She runs away as he snaps photos. An Instagram post appears with the caption, hashtag fashion police, hashtag kill yourself.
This is me in my car. I have way more money than the average person. What's up? Yo.
A boy sits in a convertible.
Danny, you're getting in the way of my shot. Please.
Will you tag me?
Get over it, Broussard.
Broussard! Get out of my car, man!
Broussard jumps out of the convertible.
Come on!
Freddy and the frizzy-haired girl, Danny, jog toward the school entrance.
Are you thinking about going to the bonfire?
Oh, no, I don't like going to those things. I mean, like,
yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Right?
It's really stupid. Are you ready for your interview?
Oh, I better be. They only give out 5 of these scholarships a year.
Those are really shitty odds.
Yes, I'm aware of that. Thank you.
As they walk down the hall, Danny spots Cam surrounded by a group of students. Freddy stares.
I heard he kicks puppies.
Shut up.
You should have seen me.
Let's make it a great day.
Okay, well, I'll see you later.
Broussard stands in front of a photo of a man in a suit. Principal Dixon.
Genius.
It plays.
You sure?
A large cartoon penis is drawn over his face. Broussard pulls a piece of gum from his mouth and sticks it on the plaque so that it reads Principal Dix. Now, the principal sees the photo.
Fuck my life.
His face reflects in the photo as he turns away. White letters appear in a double-rimmed neon frame. Hashtag reality high. Inside a cafeteria, Danny pins a poster to a large notice board. The headline reads, "Save a life, adopt a pet." As she finishes, Cam enters and looks at the poster. Danny turns away quickly.
Nice poster.
Thanks.
Her eyes open wide as he walks away.
I'm gonna turn this up there.
Yo.
Cam greets his friends.
Hey. Yo.
Then, cheerleaders enter and place a pep rally banner over Danny's poster.
Awesome.
Attention! Attention! Reminding everyone about the upcoming pep rally. Go Cougars! Volunteer as returning state swim champs, led by captain and Olympic hopeful Cameron the Dolphin. Awesome if you guys were saying it.
A door opens and Alexa enters, followed by a cameraman who carries her dog in a shoulder bag. She removes her sunglasses. Everyone in the cafeteria looks up to watch her as she crosses the room. Cam sits up straighter as he watches, and Broussard smiles as he takes a large bite of his sandwich, then points at her. She stops in the middle of the floor, and the cameraman circles her. Danny sits behind Alexa. Alexa turns to face her.
Hola.
Danny glances up, rolls her eyes, and removes her headphones.
Yes, Alexa. Can you move? You're in my shot. Oh, sorry. Yeah, sure.
Danny's smile fades and she moves an inch to the right.
We'll just edit her out in post.
Excuse me, Miss Medina, but no dogs allowed on school property.
Katsuya is my service dog. I have severe anxiety. The Americans with Disabilities Act states I'm allowed to have an emotional support dog. Do you have a problem with dogs or disabled people or both? My 9 million followers will love to know.
She points her phone at him as he looks around.
Of course not. It's ridiculous. I love dogs and disabled people.
That explains your wife.
Strike two, Broussard.
Fair.
He turns back.
I'll talk to you later.
She shakes her head as he flicks a slip of paper at her.
See you in detention.
She sits down next to Cam.
What up, bitches? Hey.
Cam tries to kiss her, but she turns her cheek to him.
Hey, babe.
I can't believe Pig Face over there wouldn't move.
Give her a break.
Whatever. I have a shoot today and Katsuya's stressing me out.
I thought you said she was an emotional support dog.
Shut up, Shannon.
Hi,
puppy.
You know what? I'll take him. It's just you and me today, Fluffy Combs.
I hate it when you call him that.
Yeah, well, Fluff Daddy loves it.
All right. I'll see you guys tonight. Cute outfits.
Alexa leans down past Cam to Katsuya.
Whatever. All right. Oh.
What are babes?
Dude.
She just kissed the dog and not you.
Whatever.
Cam looks down and pets Katsuya's head as Danny watches him. Then, in class, a teacher hands back papers.
Great work. You should cheat off him next time.
Principal Dixon enters, holding Broussard by the collar.
Excuse me, Miss Savage. Does this belong to you? I found him wandering the halls, sniffing this magic marker.
This is an outrage, and I deny all charges.
Have a seat, Mr. Broussard.
Come on, Broussard.
Broussard grins, then turns and presses his face to a whiteboard.
Take a seat. Stop licking the board.
Thank you, Principal Dixon.
You're welcome. And Broussard, I'm watching you.
Thank you. There you go.
Freddy's paper has a D on it.
Whatever. DJs don't need history. We've got style.
Yes, but you do need to graduate. Great work as always, Miss Barnes. Oh, yes. Good grades are hilarious.
Danny, I don't think that is what they're laughing at.
What?
Freddie turns his phone to Danny.
They're gloves for your feet.
But they're ergonomic.
Danny, they're feet gloves.
She looks down at her shoes and frowns. Now, Freddie and Danny at a pet clinic.
Aw, man, what happened to Hodor?
He tore his Achilles. The surgery's gonna cost like $5,000.
Oh, buddy.
I don't know how, buddy, but we're gonna figure it out, okay? I gotta take him down.
Oh, here. I got him. Kill me. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's good. No, he's... Yeah, light as a feather. Oh, jeez.
Go get him.
Okay, I'll go find him. I'll go find him. See ya.
So weird.
Danny?
Cameron! What are you doing here?
Oh, the lady in the front told me to come back here. It's Katsuya, like half a chocolate bar.
Oh, here, let me look at, put him on the table. Okay. And hold him around the neck there. You're okay.
Danny checks Katsuya.
There you go. That's good. Just hold him and I'm just gonna feel.
Wow, you really know what you're doing. It's pretty cool you volunteer here.
I really like animals. Oh. I got my dog from here.
Oh, what kind of dog?
Well, his name is Tyrion. Mm-hmm. He's a terrier. He likes to eat my retainer.
Cam smiles.
I don't wear a retainer.
Yeah, you do. What?
What?
It glows in the dark.
Danny rolls her eyes.
Freddy, go clean the kennels.
A brown-haired woman joins Danny and Cam.
Hi there.
Hey.
See, you've met our best and prettiest volunteer.
I have. I mean, she's been really, really helpful.
Fantastic. How's our furry little friend?
His vitals are normal. I think he's gonna make it.
Have a listen, huh?
Danny's eyes meet Cam's.
Oh, yes, Katya, very strong. And you look great, too. Good job, Danny. Just keep him away from the chocolate.
Thanks, Doc.
Yes, fine. I'm just gonna say it right now.
Let's go. That's awesome.
Oh, got a wink. Ooh, 6 foot, yes.
Hey, thanks for everything. I'd love to buy you a burger for helping me out. I love it.
She doesn't eat meat.
Freddy watches.
Okay, cool. They got other stuff too, you know? No meat. I get it. Just think about it.
Bye.
Oh, come on, bro. Let's just, go eat food.
Freddy.
Next, the vet looks at her phone.
It's just inappropriate.
What's that?
What?
Nothing.
Did you see a spider?
No, I meant the...
Oh, this, of course. This is for your interview.
What?
Just a little thank you
for all of your help with the adoption event.
Thank you.
Didn't have to do that.
Well, first impressions go a long way.
Fiona, mm-hmm. if a guy asks you out for a burger, does that mean that he likes you?
Did Cameron ask you out?
I don't know. He has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend. I
doesn't matter. Are they married? For all you know, he's polyamorous. I'm getting off track. The point is, he wants to buy you food. That means he likes you. Most guys, they just, they call after the kitchen closes for last call, well drinks.
It's a well drink.
Doesn't matter. Hopefully you'll never have to understand. Look, just take it from a year-old woman, single, who's waiting for winks, that when the hottest guy in high school asks you out, you say yes.
Danny smiles.
Okay.
She picks up the bag and turns.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As Danny leaves, Fiona looks back at her phone and puts on her glasses. She smiles.
That cannot be real.
Next, a large pink neon sign reads Big Boy Bob's Original Double Deck Hamburger. A waitress roller skates across the parking lot holding a tray of food. She arrives in front of Cam and two other boys, one wearing a vest, the other in a denim jacket.
All right, I got a better question. All right. Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
Or Hillary Duff.
Lindsay Lohan.
What?
You're crazy, fan.
Nikes or Adidas?
Nice. Any fries with that shake?
Not for you.
They smile as she turns away.
Yo.
The boy in denim spots a blonde girl.
Don't look now.
I think Holly was checking for me.
Bro, why don't you just ask her out?
I'm working on something.
What, facial hair?
The boy in denim gestures to a beat-up car.
That's your big plan?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not trying to sound like Vinny or anything, but how in the hell is a hoopty going to get you Holly? How?
That doesn't sound like me. I'd call it a shitbox.
Vinny hits the car.
Yo! Yeah. Clearly, I'm gonna fix it up. I heard Holly only went out with Dingleberry because she loved his old school, so it's a sign.
Of what? That she's shallow?
Says the man dating Alexa Medina.
Vinny points at Cam.
Oh, got you there.
All right, look, okay. Alexa is not that bad, all right? She does stuff like when she volunteered at the hospital.
Yeah, were the cameras there?
Man, just admit it. You're with her because she's the hottest girl in school. And you're the hottest guy in school, next to me. All right? It's like Darwin said. Hot people are supposed to have sex with each other.
It's not what Darwin said.
Yeah, that's not even close.
Whatever, man. It's science.
Yeah, my point is just I think me and Holly were kind of meant to be.
Bro,
why don't you just buy her a six-pack?
Wow.
What?
We
need
some chicks love six-packs. We have to.
Danny and Freddy arrive. Freddy rests his feet on the dash.
I think I'm going to pee my pants.
Yeah, well, this is a bad idea.
You don't have the best track record with these people, do you?
Freddy leans his head on his fist.
Maybe we should just go back to my place. Graham is making a mean white Russian. Be fun.
Okay, Alexa isn't here. I think I can do this.
Freddy closes his eyes and looks away.
And also, I really have to pee. So I can use the washroom.
Okay, well, I'll be here. I'll be waiting.
Freddy looks up at her. His eyes follow her as she crosses in front of the car. Then, his whole head turns as she walks away.
It's now or never, just say.
He stares ahead, eyes unfocused.
Danny.
Danny enters the restaurant and rushes into the bathroom. Inside, she finds Alexa, Holly, and the boy with the blonde highlights putting on makeup. They turn and stare at her.
Open doors much?
It's not her fault. She's used to doggy doors.
Yeah, what are you doing here? Don't you usually spend your nights at the kennels with the other bitches?
Come on, guys, let's go. Everybody's waiting.
The boy stares at Danny, arms crossed, then follows Holly out the door.
Cameron told me what you did for Katsuya.
Alexa smiles at her.
Stay away from my boyfriend and my dog. Take breath.
Her smile turns to a glare. She bumps Danny's shoulder as she crosses to the bathroom door and leaves. Danny turns toward the mirror and brushes the hair out of her face as she blinks rapidly. Her lip quivers. Outside, in Danny's car, Freddie talks to the empty driver's seat.
Danielle.
He stops as Danny returns.
Hey, so I was thinking that maybe...
Stay with Freddie, we don't have to stay.
What?
She buckles her seatbelt.
Why? Wait, what? What happened?
It doesn't matter, okay? I just want to go home.
He raises his hand, then looks down.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This was a bad idea. I shouldn't have dragged you here.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Let's get out of here.
Freddie smiles and grabs her shoulder. Then Danny turns and smiles back.
It's good.
Her smile fades and she wipes her eyes. He glances at her. Later, Danny stops in front of his house.
Sure you don't want to come up?
I just want to go to bed.
Freddie puts on his fedora and looks out the window.
First I gotta tell you something.
What?
They stare at each other as his mouth hangs open. She nudges her head forward.
I just got my first paying gig.
Freddie!
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, you gotta come. It's just a bar mitzvah, but get this. Calvin Harris's agent's son used to be best friends with the kid.
Okay. The son of the agent of the DJ you're obsessed with might be at the party.
Okay, you joke, but this could be huge.
Of course, I'll be there.
Good, because I will also need a ride.
Freddie gets out of the car. Danny looks up.
Freddie.
He turns around.
Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Freddie stands and waves as she drives away. Then his hand drops and he stares blankly ahead.
Stupid. Stupid.
Now, Cam sits on a couch using his iPad. A message from Alexa reads, "It's over," followed by a second message, "It's not you, just need to find myself. Later, babes, I'll miss you." The message ends in a sad face emoji. Next, Danny sits in her bed with her laptop and searches Alexa Medina. She clicks a link to Alexa's Instagram page and looks through the recent posts. She clicks a photo of Alexa posing with Katsuya. Then, she flips through other photos. Alexa blows a kiss in front of a Ferris wheel, still holding Katsuya. She pauses on a GoFundMe page entitled Stop Beauty Shaming, with $79,980 out of a $100,000 goal.
GoFundMe.
Danny glances up, then catches sight of herself in the mirror. She cranes her neck for a better view. Then, she sets the laptop aside, gets up from the bed, and walks over to the mirror. She pauses for a moment, then lifts her shirt up to reveal her midriff. She turns so that her backside faces the mirror and inspects it. Then turns back and lifts the shirt above her chest, pushing her breasts together.
My name is Alexa Medina, and I'm a huge slut.
Her father opens the door.
Dad! Close the door!
I'm so sorry.
The next morning, Danny does her makeup in the mirror as the outfit that Fiona bought hangs on the closet door.
Where are you on Facebook? And why are you doing your hair?
Get out.
Fine, but you should know your GoFundMe campaign is not gonna work.
What? Why?
Because you have two friends. Me and Grandma. I don't have any money, and Grandma is dead.
So what do I do?
You're so hopeless. I'll share it for you, but you need to get some friends and a new phone.
Next, Danny walks downstairs. As she passes her father, they both pause briefly, glancing at each other, then continue past each other.
Father?
Daughter?
Oh, you're doing your hair. Yes. First impressions go a long way.
OMFMG.
Watch your effing mouth.
You're not going to believe this.
Alexa broke up with Cameron last night, and guess who she's dating?
Breathe.
Fousey.
Oh, I love this guy.
Everyone's saying it so she can get more followers.
Breathe.
Danny looks around and furrows her brow.
When you're telling me this, why?
Just saying.
Sweetie, you've had a crush on Cameron since the fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
What? I have not.
Yes, yeah, you have.
Remember that song we used to sing? Cameron, Cameron.
Oh, we're singing the Camera song.
Yes, we are.
Cameron, Cameron.
Okay, that's enough. Cameron, thank you, I get it. I don't have time for this. I have to get ready for my interviews.
Cameron, 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 Cameron.
Rise and shine, champ.
In Cam's room.
Can't qualify for the Olympics. Cuddled up in bed with your blanket.
Cam pulls the blanket over his head.
I feel good, Dad.
You think Michael Phelps only trains when he feels good? The best thing for a broken heart is distraction. Now get your ass about that bed and into that suit.
I don't have a broken heart.
Really? You know she dumped you for Fousey, right? That's that YouTube guy. You know, I never seen you in yoga pants, but if you might not win the
How did you even know about this? We broke up like 8 hours ago.
Lana follows Alexa on the gram.
Jesus, everybody at school is going to be talking about this, man.
So let's give them something else to talk about.
Cam's dad sits on the bed.
Look, son.
First loves, they don't mean shit.
Nice, Dad.
Yeah. I know something that's going to cheer you up. Lana's little sister just got dumped, too.
You do realize that's my aunt, right?
Step auntie. Lana!
Step, babe.
I was thinking we could hook Cam up with Piper.
OMG. You guys would have like the cutest babies ever.
Piper's hot.
Mm-hmm. I've dated hot girls, Dad.
Cam looks down and licks his lip.
Maybe I want a girl that's more than just hot.
Next, Danny enters the school wearing a pencil skirt and blouse. Her hair is pulled tight into an elegant bun. As she walks down the hallway, students glance at her and raise their eyebrows. The boy with the blonde highlights spots her and double takes before pulling out his phone and snapping a photo of her. A group of boys in letter jackets see her and their mouths fall open. The boy with the highlights posts the photo to his Instagram page, Fast Times at Valley High, bearing the caption, Someone made bail, hashtag fashion police. He shows the photo to Holly. Danny stands at her locker as people stare.
Whoa.
Freddie stares at her, mouth agape, eyebrows raised.
Is that a good whoa? Freddie, my interview is in like 10 minutes and Fiona got me this outfit and I don't know.
A smile spreads across Freddie's face. Danny glances up at him slowly, then mouths the words, I love you. His smile broadens as she grins and blows him a kiss.
Freddie.
What?
I said, Do I look okay?
Oh, you look like a model. I'm gonna go to my locker.
Freddie turns and walks away slowly.
So weird.
Hey, Danny.
Danny turns.
Hey.
You look really nice.
Thanks. I have a really important scholarship interview.
Oh, wow. You know, we missed you at Biggie's.
Oh, yeah. You're crazy busy at the clinic.
You didn't miss anything, you know.
Except for what TMZ is reporting is the most epic high school breakup.
Cam glances away and nods. Then she looks down.
That was insensitive. I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
You know, it's cool. Yeah. I still owe you a burger. Veggie burger, that is. Yeah. I'm actually having a party Saturday. If you're around, you should come.
Danny opens her mouth. She furrows her brow.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah. I think I could probably...
Oh.
I didn't...
She bumps into the locker, then glances up at Cam.
I just wanted to make sure that was closed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I think I could swing that.
Mm-hmm. It's at noon. I'll see you then.
Cool. I will see you then.
See you then.
Cool.
Right. Yeah.
They walk in the same direction.
Oh.
Yeah.
They glance at each other.
Your class this way, too?
No. Actually, I forgot my paper clips, so I'm just gonna...
Paper clips?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
I broke my stapler.
Oh, what's up?
Hey.
Now, at the pet clinic.
Hey, Lily.
You're a very brave boy, very brave.
And voila, like that. That guy will never have to pay puppy support.
Oh my God, guess what?
You aced your interview.
No, I mean, yes, they loved me.
Fantastic!
Cool, but that's not it. Cameron Drake asked me out for real.
That is fan-freaking-tastic.
Right? No! I don't have anything to wear. I can't wear my interview outfit to a party.
No.
My dad gave me his credit card.
Oh, you have come to the right place.
I'm gonna make you look like the hottest person at that party.
At Cam's house, Danny waits at the front door. Her SUV is parked between two Mercedes. She eases open the door.
Hello?
Danny looks around as she closes the door. She spots a mirror and looks at her reflection. Danny wears a sparkly top and a black skirt. She looks up as Cam approaches.
You lost? Wow, you look really nice. The party is this way. Come on.
Cam smiles and turns, leading her across the room to the back door. As he slides open the door, he turns to face her.
I did tell you this is a pool party, right?
Danny's jaw drops as they emerge onto a pool deck. Dozens of other students stand in and around a pool wearing bathing suits. Some hold red plastic cups. Danny mouths the words, "Oh my God," as she looks around. Broussard spots her from across the pool.
Hey, Danny! Prom's up for 3 months!
Holy God.
Don't listen to him. Don't. I got you. Come on, let's go.
Cam gestures for her to follow.
He's right. I look like Amy Leakes on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't agree with that.
Oh my God, is that Never Been Dick Danny?
She looks kind of hot.
Let's see what Alexa thinks.
The boy with highlights grins as he looks at his phone. Danny furrows her brow as she follows Cam through the crowd. They arrive in front of a beer keg.
Hey, you 21?
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you go, yeah. Yeah, you like that? Get out of here.
Hey, there he is.
What's up, man?
What up?
You guys remember Danny, right?
Hey, Danny.
Cameron here's been waiting for you.
I like that dress. Hey, you want some?
Maybe.
Come on. Later.
It's early.
All right, hey, more for me.
Enjoy.
Save me some.
Yeah,
maybe.
You guys have fun, all right?
Vinny and the blonde boy watch them go.
Damn, Danny, though, right?
Wait. Hey, hold my legs. Come on, let's do this. I'm the Keganator! Yo, Jimbo, come over here, put this thing in my mouth. Keganator, let's do this.
Yeah, baby.
Vinny does a keg stand.
And a beer!
The boy with highlights receives a video message from Alexa.
Drone that bitch.
Danny and Cam walk over.
Oh, hey, Danny. OMG. Perfect. Hey,
Jim. We're going to go play some beer pong. Holly, you want to come?
Oh, yeah. Hold this. Thank you.
Holly joins them as they walk to the keg.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Holly needs a partner.
The blonde boy, Shannon, drops Vinny's legs and follows. Vinny watches him go, arms outstretched. Now, Cam teaches Danny how to shoot.
How do I,
Yeah, I mean, you could go over here. You could go a bounce.
You make the same cup, we have to give the ball back.
Holly takes a shot and makes it. Shannon takes a shot and misses. Cam shakes his head.
Yeah. I mean, we're winning, but
that's our turn now.
Well, I kind of saw. I thought you were supposed to. Okay.
A DJ stands on an elevated platform and waves his arms up and down, smiling at the crowd. Partiers dance in the pool. Two boys sit in inflatable pool floats. A dark-haired boy stands on the edge of the platform with a skateboard and a camera. He films himself as he jumps from the platform into the pool, standing on the skateboard as he hits the surface. As he emerges from the water, he holds the skateboard aloft as the crowd smiles and waves their arms. Broussard drinks from a water gun. Danny misses another shot.
Okay.
Carry on.
Underwater, a blonde girl blows a kiss. Vinny runs toward the pool and does a cannonball. Danny and Holly smile together. Then Cam and Danny dance at the pool's edge. Several people jump into the pool as Danny watches and smiles. Cam looks up at her from the water and smiles back at her. Danny leans her chin on her hand, smiling widely.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later, bro.
Danny and Cam sit alone at the edge of the pool, their feet in the water. He looks at her and she smiles.
The water's nice.
Want to jump in?
No, thanks.
Danny clasps her hands in her lap.
You sure you could borrow one of Lana's suits?
She brushes the hair out of her face, then looks down. She grimaces.
I can't swim.
Really? I mean, let me teach you. You know, I'm kind of good at it. I'm high.
Oh, cool. Wow. Handsome and humble.
He glances up at her, then looks back at his feet.
You think I'm handsome?
Next, Fiona sits at her desk, holding a mirror up as she puts on a large amount of makeup.
This can't be right.
As Fiona raises a brush to her nose, Freddy enters.
Oh, Jesus.
Freddy!
What is on your face?
I'm getting ready for a date.
With who? A war chief?
Okay. It's called contouring and highlighting. What do you want?
Have you seen Danny?
Oh, didn't she tell you? I gave her the day off so she can go to Cameron's party.
Oh, yeah, right. That was today. Great. I'll just give her a call.
Okay.
Fiona returns to her makeup as Freddy leaves. In front, Freddy stops in front of a bench and looks around. He sits with eyes unfocused. He licks his lips and removes his fedora. At Cam's house, Cam stands alone in the pool as Danny emerges from the house wearing a short robe. She smiles and brushes the hair out of her face as she approaches the pool, stopping a few feet from it. Red cups litter the pool deck as her hands fidget in front of her.
For the record, Lana doesn't own any one pieces. Just a warning.
She undoes the tie of the robe and removes it, revealing a strapless bikini. She sets the robe on a chair and approaches the pool. Cam stares at her, mouth open, then he closes his mouth. Her hands clench and unclench at her sides as she sits at the pool's edge and slips into the water. Then Danny smiles as she approaches him. Next, Danny holds a kickboard in front of her as Cam holds her suspended in the water.
Now kick.
She kicks a couple times.
Continuously.
I knew that.
You have to relax your body.
Oh, you really like this?
Danny smiles and pantomimes swimming.
Normie like this.
Oh, yeah, that was way better. Okay. Congratulations.
Okay. Back to her.
She grabs the kickboard again and he turns her around.
Where are we going?
Trust me?
I guess so.
Cam pulls the kickboard, leading her to the deep end. He stares at her and smiles. Danny stares back.
What?
Nothing. I'm just wondering why we've never hung out before.
Why do you think your girlfriend?
Ex-girlfriend.
I don't know. I just don't get it. Like, you're so nice, and she's just...
Alexa. Look, I know she was mean to you before, but she was just jealous.
Danny's brow furrows as she looks up at him.
Me? Why?
Because she knew I had a crush on you.
Oh. What?
Danny slips off the kickboard and under the water. Cam reaches for her.
I got you.
Danny wipes the water from her eyes as Cam pulls her closer. Neon light illuminates their faces. Their eyes begin to close as their heads tilt and move closer.
Cam? Honey? Hi. Where does her dad keep the weed?
I don't know. I didn't even know he smoked, so...
Wait.
I got you. You okay? That was the most fun I've had in the water in a long time.
Well, you're a good teacher.
Well... You're a good student. A few more lessons and you'll be ready to swim in the ocean at the bonfire.
Cam and Danny smile at each other as Danny approaches her car. She looks away as he closes the door after her. Cam crosses his arms and grins at her as she turns and rolls down the window. She opens her mouth and looks up at him.
I wasn't really planning on going to that thing.
Cam puts his hands on the car and leans forward.
That thing? That thing is a senior rite of passage. There's dope music, people are drinking and dancing on the sand, and when it gets late, everyone cuddles up next to the bonfire to get warm. It's awesome. You gotta go.
Danny smiles, then looks down.
Do I?
Yes, everyone goes.
Her smile fades and her mouth opens as he looks down.
Okay,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you should go.
I'm gonna go.
She glances up at him as she begins to roll up the window.
Cool. Thank you. It's just my
everything
car.
Everything
yeah,
good?
No, it's fine. Oh, okay. It's sometimes the circuit is out. Oh,
cool. So, yeah, just, get on set.
I had a lot of fun. So much fun.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you came.
Cam smiles. Danny nods.
Okay.
She waves, turns, and backs out the SUV.
Your lights.
Oh.
Lights.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Yeah, I got
it. It's not raining.
Cam walks into the house. in Shannon's car.
Yo, are you serious?
No, so you bring up the senior bonfire. You tell her she has to go. You know everyone's bringing a date, and yet you don't ask her?
I know.
What?
I know, bro. I messed up. I'm not used to this.
She's not Alexa.
Thank God.
She's a normal person. She's a lot deeper than Alexa. She probably cares about things like thinking and feeling.
Cam looks down and away.
Yeah. You might actually have to put in some work on this one.
You're right. I'm gonna ask her out. I got this.
Next, Cam and Danny ride in his convertible Mercedes. They turn into the parking lot at Biggie's and find a spot. As they arrive, they remove their sunglasses and Cam leaves the car. Danny receives a text from Fiona that reads, "Any updates on permit for adoption event?" Danny replies, "On it." Cam jogs around to the passenger door.
Gotcha. Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She moves her purse to her shoulder as she stands and grins.
So, did you catch Neil deGrasse Tyson's TED Talk?
No.
Oh, it was so enlightening.
I have to check it out.
Cam opens the door for her.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They approach the counter.
I called ahead to make sure they have veggie burgers.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you.
No problem. So, you know, I was thinking, you know...
Hey, Cameron.
Oh, hey.
This is my boyfriend, Fousey.
You're cute, babe. Fousey, nice to meet you.
You too.
Fousey? Oh, my God. My sister's, like, a huge fan of yours.
Everyone is. He has, like, 10 million followers.
12.7. Well, who's counting, right?
Oh, she would kill me if I didn't get a photo with you. Do you mind?
Let's do it. Just make sure you get my ass in the shot, okay?
Of course.
Ready?
All right.
Back it up.
Oh, you're so fun. Okay,
back,
do it.
Back,
sorry.
Back it up.
Cool. Awesome.
Tag me.
Now, Danny's sister reads her diary.
Most boring diary ever.
She receives the photo of Danny and Fousey.
Oh my God, that's Fousey with Sis.
Later, the sun sinks below the horizon as Danny and Cam walk down a boardwalk, the shoreline silhouetted in the fading light.
I hope that wasn't too weird earlier, but this is what I really wanted to show you.
You do know I've seen the ocean before, right?
Hi, smarty pants.
They stop under a street lamp.
Have you seen this?
Cam tosses a stone into the water and light appears where it hits.
Oh my God.
Pretty cool, huh?
What is it?
Bioluminescent plankton. Normally, you need a microscope to see it, but we're in algal bloom. Dope, huh?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, dope.
How do you know so much about this?
I've been into this since I was a kid. As corny as it sounds, my dream is to study marine biology. I even applied to UCLA because of the program.
It's not corny. You're lucky. You found two things you love.
Cam looks down and opens his mouth. Danny turns toward him and cocks her head.
What was that?
I love swimming. But if I had to choose, I'd definitely choose this.
Why do you have to choose?
My dad. He just wants me to go to the Olympics and take over his dealership. If I told him I wanted to go to school, he'd lose his shit.
Danny furrows her brow and looks down.
Well,
she looks back up at him.
If you know in your heart what you want to do, you should just tell him. I'm sure he'll get it.
Cam stares at her for a moment, then smiles. She looks up at him, grins, then looks away.
You know you're the first person I ever brought here?
I must be special.
Danny smiles broadly and glances up at him.
You are.
Cam nods as she looks up at him. Then Danny turns away as he looks down and wets his lips.
I left you to go to the bonfire with me.
Her mouth opens as she turns to face him, eyes wide. He grins at her.
Yes, I would. Huge fan of fire, so it'd be.
Their eyes close as he leans in and kisses her, their faces silhouetted by the sunset. They break apart for a moment and look into each other's faces. Then they kiss again. Next, Danny lays in bed. As she opens her eyes, a smile spreads across her face. She leans on her elbow and removes her retainer, placing it in a small purple case on the bedside table. Then she reaches for her glasses. Danny puts them on clumsily, then turns toward the other side of the bed. She pauses and frowns, then opens a drawer. She looks down. Her diary lays open on the floor.
Taylor!
Taylor opens the door.
Yes?
Quit reading my diary and eavesdropping at my door.
I wasn't. I just happened to be walking by with your new phone.
Taylor hands Danny a new iPhone.
I had an upgrade.
Wait, how do you know my password?
Come on, puppies 123.
Taylor rolls her eyes and leaves. Danny watches her go, then leans back against the pillows. On the phone screen, a notification shows a friend request from Cameron Drake. She smiles and clicks yes. Danny lays her head back into the pillows. Next, in the school hallway, Cam leans against a locker, smiling as he checks his phone. Danny sneaks up behind him and grabs him from behind, smiling broadly. He smiles at her and raises her face toward his, then kisses her. Later, he helps her clean a dog at the pet clinic.
Look at you! Very professional. With a lot of
Cam and Danny sit with Vinny and Shannon at Biggie's. Then, Cam and Danny sit on a couch, his arm around her as she pets Tyrion. Now, back at school, the boy with highlights descends a staircase as he checks his phone. Then he sees Holly at her locker and rushes toward her. Holly holds out her arms, palms upward.
Oh my God, did you hear?
What?
He shows her a message from Alexa that includes a broken heart emoji.
Susie dumped Alexa?
Shh, nobody knows yet.
They look around as many people check their phones. Text messages appear that read, Alexa got dumped, LOL. She's single, bro. Hashtag thirsty AF. Couldn't pull off yoga pants. Who's next? A Vine star? Time to learn Spanish. Better call back to Cam. Dumped.
That's pretty hard.
You're so messy.
Unbelievable.
Then, Freddie approaches Danny at her locker.
Hey. Thank God. I was gonna have to start digging holes to find you.
Nice to see you, Freddie.
He spots her new phone.
Wow. A new phone, too.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Never mind. I was just texting you to remind you about the bar mitzvah.
Yes, I remember. Saturday at 7. I wouldn't forget your first paying gig. Okay. Or the fact that you need a ride.
Good. But actually, I was thinking that maybe after the bar mitzvah, you and I could go to Biggie's.
Hi.
Together.
How you doing?
Cam kisses her forehead as he embraces her, then turns.
Hey, Freddie.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah, those are some nice shoes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I got something for you.
Oh?
It's...
What is it?
It's for Hodor.
A stuffed animal.
I thought it might cheer him up. How's his fundraiser going?
Well, with your donation of $100, we now have $100.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all
He'll
good,
get there.
You know?
So he got it. Oh, that's the sound of math class right there. May I escort you to class?
You may, sir.
Danny takes Cam's arm, then looks back at Freddie.
Bye, Freddie.
Bye.
No, bye, Freddie. Good luck at the pep rally. You got it.
Yeah. Well, good luck at the pep rally.
Huh?
Nothing. I just said thanks.
All right.
Freddie turns and runs down the hall. At the pep rally.
Everybody, let's give a warm welcome to the Vista Valley High School Cheerleaders! Woo! LA Ladies, looking good!
Come on, take the name!
The cheerleaders run onto the gymnasium floor. Cheerleaders take their positions. Freddie stands behind a DJ table. The lights go out. Spotlights appear on the cheerleaders.
Report to the dance floor right now!
Principal Dixon looks up. The cheerleaders begin to dance, shaking their fists and gyrating their hips. He takes off his glasses and furrows his brow as they begin to shake their behinds in the direction of the students. Freddie watches, mouth agape, as the cheerleaders drop to the floor, their tiny outfits showing a substantial amount of skin. They kneel on the floor and pop their backsides up and down. The cheerleading coach mimes the moves.
Freddie.
Freddy ignores Principal Dixon and smiles, still staring at the dancing cheerleaders. A male cheerleader dances with them wearing the same outfit.
Freddy!
Freddy raises a fist to his mouth and smiles. Principal Dixon moves toward him.
Kill the music!
Principal Dixon rushes over as they continue to dance. The lights turn back on.
Thank you, ladies. All right, thank you, ladies. That's enough. Thank you, ladies. And Randy.
Suck my Dixon!
Strike three, Broussard. My office, now!
I did it for you! I did it
for
you!
Go on!
I did it for you!
Go on, keep it moving. Get out of here. I'm watching you,
sir.
Freddy takes the microphone.
Figure it out.
He steps forward.
All right!
Let's give it up, y'all. One more time for the Crazy Horse Cheerleaders! And here's our cheer captain, Kimmy!
Kimmy jogs over and takes the mic.
Thank you. What is up, Cougar fam? Don't forget to sign up for the Senior Bonfire Committee. There will be a barbecue, a bake-off.
Oh, and hopefully the rest of Kimmy's dance. All right. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. It's time to bring out a bunch of dudes who love getting wet with each other in their underwear. You know them as your returning state champs. I know them as dudes who get praised for doing something I learned to do when I was five.
Let's bring out the freshman film!
Yeah, here they are!
Alexa enters.
Woo! Hopefully a little faster in the water than they are on the court. All right, who's ready? Time to make these little heads bald, shiny like
that. SEO saved me a seat.
Actually, the seat is taken.
I get it, you're pissed. But the good news is I'm done with Fussy, and I'm going to take you back.
My hair today. Actually, I'm not pissed, and it's exactly what I said. Someone else is sitting here.
Danny sits.
Everybody, look! Alexa's standing in the way of love!
Broussard, get back to my office and stay there!
Again, Holly,
we want to watch the pep rally.
Yeah.
Alexa glares.
The sophomoric ritual.
Shut.
Cam and Danny cheer in the crowd. Freddy looks out to the stands. Principal Dixon watches the freshman boys get their heads shaved. Alexa enters a bathroom and leans her hands on the sink. The freshman boys smile and laugh as Alexa puts concealer on her face in the bathroom. Now, at home, Danny and Taylor sit on a bed using a laptop.
If your friend posts a picture and she's really your friend, you have to like it and respond with something like, OMG, perfect. Who needs hybrid with hair like that?
Taylor, I just wanted you to help me get donations.
Oh, I don't know how to do that.
Danny rolls her eyes and looks at the screen.
I'll get it.
Taylor jumps out of the bed. She approaches the door. Alexa stands waiting on the stoop.
Hi, it's Danny here.
Taylor faints.
Oh, are you okay? Is she okay?
She did the same thing when she met Olaf at Disneyland. She's fine.
I came to talk to you.
Sure, come on in.
They moved to the living room.
I was a real bitch to you.
Which time?
I deserve that. I just came to say sorry. Last week at the pep rally, people were doing the same thing to me that I had been doing to you, and I felt like shit.
Okay.
I want us to be friends again.
I don't know.
Alexa hands Danny her torn bracelet from camp.
Remember this? From camp? You were my best friend.
Taylor films them with her phone.
We used to be really close. And I know it's my fault that we're not anymore. I'm not saying we'll get back to that, but I'd like to at least try.
Alexa holds out the bracelet. Danny takes the bracelet from her and smiles.
Can't believe you kept this.
Awesome. Should we, like, hug or something?
Oh, no, that's fine. We don't need that.
Alexa hugs her tightly as Danny pats her back.
Oh, my God, it's gonna be great. This is so exciting. Oh, my God, we're gonna be BFFs again. Well, I need to leave now, but...
Oh, okay.
I'll see you soon. Adios, amita. Bye.
Adios. Amiga. Taylor, you can get up now.
Taylor bounces up.
OMG, I and Alexa like BFFs now. This is gonna change my life.
At Biggie's, Danny and Cam stand with friends.
Get a pump in. What
do you say? A girl jumps on Vinny. He does squats.
Yeah!
What are you doing? You look like an idiot.
Why? Because I got this sexy girl on my back with her legs wrapped around my waist while I murder these squats? Ooh, you're just jealous.
In your dreams.
Looking good.
Thanks. Yeah, she'll be done by the bonfire. Maybe I can pick you up?
Maybe.
Holly smiles at Shannon.
Hey, I'm really proud of you. I can't believe that Fox Sports wants to do a story on you. That's awesome.
Yeah, as long as they don't ask me about school. So I'm already nervous enough about being on TV.
Don't worry. I'll be there.
She smiles. They kiss.
Get a room!
Hey, guys. Look what I brought.
Pops.
Best tequila in town.
Girl, I was blowing up your phone.
I know, Miguel. Hi, Dorita.
Oh.
Alexa kisses Danny on the cheek.
What is this? Why are you guys hugging?
Well, I apologize for being a raging bitch. But we're all friends now.
Miguel raises his eyebrows and Holly smiles.
Oh, and Danny's going shopping with us tomorrow.
Miguel cocks his head.
Wait, I am?
She is?
Yeah.
That's new.
Yeah, you should totally come with us, Danny. She gets free stuff if we post while she shops.
Yeah.
Don't you have work tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, I have to work on a fundraiser for this dog.
Why don't you do GoFundMe, Evita?
Alexa taps her phone.
Oh, I did.
It's so simple.
I posted it on my wall, but unless you're Kylie Jenner, you can't really make any money from that stuff.
Give me one sec.
Alexa and Miguel move away.
You sure you want to do this? This is Alexa we're talking about.
I know, but we said we were going to try to be friends.
I don't trust her.
Cam frowns as Danny stares at him.
I'll be fine. Cam, come on.
If you say so.
Cam shakes his head and looks away as Holly smiles at Shannon.
It's settled. You're coming with us tomorrow.
The GoFundMe page now has $8,911.
Whoa! Oh my gosh! Alexa, thank you so much!
Of course!
Cam, this is crazy!
Hey, let's celebrate! Let's take a selfie together! Come on!
Yes, I'm going shopping! Yay!
Guys, let's take a selfie!
Cheese!
Guys!
Next, Alexa drives her BMW down a coastal highway as Danny sits in the passenger seat beside her. Holly and Miguel sit in the back seat, dancing. Alexa smiles at Danny and raises her hand in the air as Miguel stands and spreads his arms wide. Miguel claps and rolls his arms.
Sit down, Miguel. Looks like you have palsy.
Miguel stares at her, his mouth hangs open. He sits.
Lame. Hey, I texted you like 5 minutes ago about my pic. Why haven't you liked it yet?
Because it's lame.
What?
Miguel, thank you.
Danny turns back.
I thought your photo was nice.
Thank you.
Let's take a selfie, guys.
Alexa takes one hand off the wheel and holds up her phone.
Okay.
Danny takes the phone and snaps a photo. An Instagram post of the photo appears on Alexa's page. In the bottom corner, the like count rises rapidly. Then, Freddie sees the photo. It has over 20,000 likes.
What is she doing?
Then, Danny and company walk through an outdoor mall as a cameraman records.
Hola, babies. Today, I'm going to show you some of my favorite stores in Malibu.
Alexa turns around.
Hey, can you move?
Danny turns to leave.
No. Not you, bebita. Miguel, you're in my shot.
Miguel's mouth opens.
Come here.
Miguel storms off.
Let's go.
They head inside a store and Danny grabs a pair of very high silver heels.
Oh my God, they're so cute. You should definitely get them.
Holly and the girls are in Malibu. You guys want to hit them up?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh my God. We have over 50,000 likes on one of our pics. Squad goals.
Good for you, Miguel. I can't believe you're getting all of this stuff for free. Look, these shoes are $400.
Oh, my bad. Shoes aren't included.
But you have your dad's credit card, right?
Yeah, hey.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I brought it.
That one.
Thank you.
Great, great, great. Now we have options for Kid Ink's party tonight.
Ooh. Kid Ink?
Yeah.
You're invited, bebita.
Yeah, come with us.
Yeah, come.
Oh, you don't have to sell me on Kid Ink.
Danny and company leave the mall, now laden with shopping bags. Next, Freddie sits outside his house wearing a tuxedo jacket. He puts his phone to his ear as he places an envelope in his jacket pocket. He takes the phone from his ear and checks it. Then he stands and looks down the street.
Danny,
It's Freddie again, just checking your ETA. Where the hell are ya?
Freddie hangs up the phone and taps it against his palm as he glances up and down the street. Then, inside a club, Danny and Alexa stand in front of a booth where patrons check their phones before going inside.
Phones need to be turned over.
It's okay, you'll get it back. Yeah. Thank you.
Danny and Alexa hand in their phones and receive tickets. Then, they head inside.
Like we said, fuck everybody. Plus, I got my team and we VIP.
In the club, lights flash as Holly waves her hands in the air. They follow Alexa as she crosses the room, and Danny's eyes open wide as she looks around. As Alexa leads them across the floor, other patrons dance together in small groups. Alexa looks around, expressionless, as Miguel and Holly smile and dance behind her. Then they approach a woman holding a tray of shot glasses full of bright green liquid. Alexa, Holly, and Miguel reach eagerly for them as Danny spots them. Her mouth falls open. They all take a shot, then reach for another glass.
Another
round.
Freddie stands waiting and looks down the street.
Screw it.
He looks at his phone and books a rideshare, then grimaces and looks around again. Back at the club, Danny enters a room, pauses, and looks around. She spots a pit bull sitting on a chair and rushes down a staircase.
Hi, old boy.
She pets the dog.
Yo, trying to steal my dog?
Oh, no, Oh, my God.
A man wearing a blazer over a bare chest enters.
You're kidding.
He nods and she looks down at the dog.
I'm sorry. I was looking for the bathroom and...
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's okay. Ozzy doesn't get along with too many people, so you must be a dog person.
I am. I volunteer at a rescue.
Oh, yeah? Which rescue?
Bark.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's crazy. I got Ozzy from Bark when he was just a little puppy.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I volunteer at Bark. Just said that.
Yeah.
I really like your dog.
Nah, thank you. And your name was?
Danny Barnes.
Danny. Oh, well, nice to meet you, Danny. Thank you for everything you do. You know, I love animals, so I'm into it all.
There you are!
Holly and Alexa enter. Kid Ink's smile fades.
Hola, Ink!
Yes! Good to see you.
Hi.
You look amazing.
Thank you. I gotta get out of here. It was good to meet you, Miss Barnes.
Bye, Mr. Ink.
They watch him go. Then Holly turns to Danny.
Oh, my God! That's crazy!
Where are you right now? I'm trying to find Danny.
Danny's where Danny is, okay?
Danny's in the library.
The boys are where the boys are.
Danny's phone shows two missed calls from Freddie, as well as several text messages from Cam. One reads, "Where are you?" Next, on the dance floor, Danny smiles and jumps up and down as Holly waves her arms through the air. Miguel takes a sip from a flask. Then, a few well-dressed people stand out front of a house as a car stops in front of them. One boy furrows his brow as Freddie emerges from the car, perspiration clinging to his forehead.
All right, ladies, it's been a joy.
Freddie looks up at the crowd in front of the house, then hastily removes his equipment from the trunk. He waves at them as the car begins to drive away. Then he looks down.
Oh, shit, my laptop! My laptop! Ah! Hey, come on, dude! That's the car!
Back at the club, two DJs stand on an elevated platform. Danny steps up behind them and one offers her his headphones. Danny places the headphones on her head and raises her arm into the air. The crowd cheers as Danny takes another shot. Alexa watches from the corner, frowning as she looks up at Danny. Danny closes her eyes and waves her head back and forth. Next, at Alexa's house, Danny and Alexa sit at the kitchen table sharing a joint. Danny grimaces as she takes a hit.
We need to get some food in you.
Miguel sits on a couch in the adjoining room, sleeping. Holly sleeps with her head in his lap.
You know, he actually looks like a nice person when he's sleeping. I'm sorry, that was mean.
Don't apologize. Hey.
Danny brushes the hair from her face as Alexa glances at her phone, then up at Danny.
I can see why Cameron likes you.
Oh.
Oh, is that weird to bring up?
No, I mean, as long as it's not weird for you.
Wait, I've moved on.
A bald chef approaches the table and sets trays in front of them.
One vegetable frittata, one huevos rancheros.
Thank you very much, sir.
Gracias, Alfred.
Un provecho.
Alexa hands him the joint and he smiles.
Couldn't I tell you something?
Yeah.
That whole prank thing at camp, I did it because I was jealous.
I know. Cameron told me that he knew he had a crush on me.
What?
Danny looks up from her plate.
No. I was jealous because my parents had just split up and yours were still together.
I had no idea. I was always jealous of you. Everyone at school worships you.
Look at all of this.
Live like a...
She looks around at the kitchen.
Princess.
I wish I could just be normal and eat a freaking donut. Every day is like...
Me had date him.
Don't quit that. Spit that out, you look fat.
Someone said that to you?
Yeah, my mom. Every part of my life just feels fake. I don't even know who I am sometimes.
Oh, you're Alexa Medina. You're beautiful and you're funny and smart.
Danny smiles and strokes Alexa's cheek.
I didn't know you were paying attention.
Well, it's not like...
I'm obsessed with your lot.
You know, but my sister, she watches you 24/7. If she were here,
this is what she'd say. Are you ready?
I watch you on YouTube. I watch you on Instagram. Shit!
What?
Freddie! What? Oh, my God.
What?
I'm gonna... Oh, my God.
No.
The bathroom is in the hallway. The fifth on the right.
Danny vomits into a bowl on the counter, then rushes from the room.
Sorry. Acid?
He moves toward the bowl.
Come on.
At school, Danny walks past Broussard and Principal Dixon.
Whoa, Danny. You look great.
Daniela, you've really blossomed this year.
Oh, perfect.
Come on. Broussard, let's go.
If you're going to...
Freddie, answer the phone. Can't ignore me forever.
Danny opens her locker as a disheveled Freddie walks up behind her.
That's a bit of the blessing that a boy says out of our mitzvah. It's a part of the blessing that I miss because my best friend forgot to pick me up. I had to play my first pancake for free because I was 2 hours late.
Okay, I tried calling you, but you didn't answer. One second I was in Malibu shopping, and the next I was at freaking Kid Ink's party. I lost track of time.
Yeah, and you couldn't have texted, or...
We took our phones at the door. It's like this weird celebrity thing. I don't know.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you hang out with these people for a couple weeks, and now you're a celebrity.
Look.
Danny looks at Freddie.
I messed up. I'm sorry.
I don't accept your apology.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Why are you being so selfish?
I'm selfish?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you wanted me to skip hanging out with Kid Ink so that I could drive you to some 13-year-old's birthday party. I just had the best night of my life. Why can't you just be happy for me?
Fine.
Freddie smiles and points to his mouth.
I'm happy for you. Have fun with your new fake friends.
Just because they're cool and you're not, Freddie, doesn't mean they're fake.
No, they're fake. It's just that you fit in now, so you don't realize it.
Danny stares at him with her lips parted, then looks away and licks her lip. Freddie raises his hands in front of him, then walks away. Danny turns back to her locker and retrieves a book. Outside, in a tiered courtyard, Danny and Cam sit together on a concrete bench. She stares at her phone as he looks toward her.
So, how's it going with Freddie?
It's not.
What? See? You guys still haven't talked?
Can we please change the subject?
Okay, have you heard back about the scholarship yet?
No, by change the subject, I mean to something that's not stressing me out.
All right, well, no, we can talk about this.
What is it?
Oh, you know, my acceptance letter to UCLA. Yeah, some girl told me to follow my heart, so, you know, I figured, why don't I just follow my heart?
Damn, this is amazing. What did your dad say?
Danny smiles, then returns to her phone.
I haven't exactly told him, but with the meet tonight and the Fox Force thing after, I...
Her mouth opens. Cam looks at her.
Hello?
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
What?
Alexa just texted me.
I'm gonna be on hashtag reality high this week. Taylor's gonna flip. I have to go meet the girls. But I'll see you later at the meet.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Okay.
You're gonna kill it. Later, babe.
Danny rushes away. Cam sets the letter down and looks at his lap. Next, camera equipment sits at the edge of a pool as Cam approaches for his interview.
Appreciate you coming out. I think you'll see something special today.
Heard a great thing.
Nice to meet my son, Cam.
How you doing, Cameron?
Great, man. Good to meet you.
Likewise.
Ready to get started?
We sure are.
The reporter glances at Cam's dad.
Dad's excited.
You don't know the half of it.
All right.
They sit facing each other.
So, Cameron, tell me, what's it like to be called the next Michael Phelps?
Oops. Alexa, Danny, and the group enter.
Sorry. You guys, come. Shh.
Look, I'm sorry about that.
Don't mind us.
It's all good. So people are saying you're the next Michael Phelps.
Well, man, I wouldn't say all that.
Now, don't be modest. You've built this program to national prominence one stroke at a time.
He said stroke.
The reporter turns to face them.
Can you just give me one second?
Cam stands and walks toward Danny and the others. His father frowns.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Hey, Cameron.
He leads Danny away from the bleachers.
What the hell are you doing?
You.
How? By missing my meet and showing up drunk?
Cam scowls.
Oh.
Didn't you see how pissed my dad was? And I still have to talk to him about UCLA.
Okay, hashtag first world problem.
Okay, Alexa.
Hey, don't be mad at me just because you're too scared to talk to your dad.
I can't believe you.
Why? What is your worst case scenario here? Okay, you go to college, go to the Olympics.
Damn.
You go to college and the Olympics? Look, I don't know if I can go to my dream school because I can't afford it, and you're here bitching about all your options.
You don't get it.
I do, actually. It's simple. You go to your dad, and you say, hey, Dad, I'm going to UCLA.
Please.
That's what I need.
Is that true, Cameron?
Cam's dad stands nearby, mouth open.
You need to get back to the interview.
He waves a hand.
Just give me a second, Dad, please.
1 minute.
I didn't know he was.
Whatever dead. Was done is done.
Danny looks into his eyes.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on with you right now, but I don't want to be around this, Danny.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I don't think we should be together anymore. I'll see you around.
Cam turns and walks back to the interview set. Danny's lip quivers as she watches him go. She looks toward Alexa, Miguel, and Holly, who watch from the bleachers. Danny stands still and looks around for a moment, then rushes from the building. Holly stands up and makes to follow her, but Alexa grabs her wrist. Next, at the pet clinic, Danny approaches two co-workers.
Hey, have you guys seen Fiona?
Yeah, there.
She's in there.
They point to the kennel room where Fiona stands in front of an open cage.
Fiona, I don't know what to do. Last night, Cameron...
Stop. We lost the venue for the adoption event because you didn't submit the permit.
Oh, my God. Fiona, I'm so sorry.
Sorry doesn't get us a new venue.
Well, I meant to do it, but I just forgot.
I mean, you just forgot.
I was out having fun. You were the one that told me to let loose.
I didn't tell you to shirk your responsibilities. If you can't handle your social life balancing that with work now, you've got no chance at Davis.
Fiona turns back to a cage.
Meaning?
I told you I was very serious about my recommendations. If you want one, you better fix this.
How am I supposed to get a venue at such short notice?
I don't know. I hope you figure it out.
Fiona leaves the kennels. Now, Vinny does crunches as Alexa, Miguel, Holly, and Shannon sit on the couch at Shannon's house.
405, 406, 407, 998, 999, infinity.
Hey.
Danny joins them.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, Danny.
It's all good. I wait for you. I just tweeted a link to the video.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
All right. Cheer up, bitch. You're about to be famous.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Hola, bebés. This is hashtag reality high with me, Alexa Medina. You know, parents can be mad annoying. I mean, I love my mom, but sometimes she can be overbearing.
I've got great news for you, mija.
You are going to be shooting the cover of Teen Vogue tomorrow.
Like telling you what to do all the time.
Mama, I have a test tomorrow.
You can go to school any day. The cover of Teen Vogue you can only do when you have...
Hi, mommy.
Jesus. Somebody ought to nominate this lady for Mom of the Year.
I know, right?
You know what's worse than parents? Stalkers. Today, we're gonna talk about that.
I know, she looks unhinged. And I felt bad for her, so I took her under my wing.
Alexa watches Danny. Elsewhere, Freddie watches the video.
I was always jealous of you. I mean, everyone at school worshipped you. And look at this place. You live like a princess.
Freddie grimaces.
I'm obsessed with your life! I watch you on YouTube. I watch you on Snapchat. I follow you on Instagram.
Creepy. I should have seen the signs. Her dressing like me, showing up at our hangout, even dating my sloppy seconds. Her name is Danny Burns. We used to be really close friends.
Honey, come check this out.
She really needs help. I think she has a drinking problem, too.
The bathroom's down the hallway. The feet are on the right. Hey, no!
I'm just saying, guys, this time happened to me. Next time it could be you. Just be careful out there.
Alexa smiles as she eats popcorn and stares at Danny. Everyone else frowns as Danny's lip begins to quiver. She glances down at them, then turns to Alexa.
I can't believe I was stupid enough to trust you.
Yeah, pretty stupid.
Danny gets up and rushes out. Alexa watches her go and eats popcorn. The others look at each other.
What? You thought I was just gonna let her steal my boyfriend and embarrass me?
Vinny and Holly stare at her, brows furrowed.
Get out.
Shannon tosses aside the tablet, then walks out of the room.
Can you leave?
Next, Cam looks up from his tablet. He puts his head in his hand and kneads his brow. Social media notifications pop up rapidly on Danny's phone as it lays on the floor next to her. She sits alone in her room, hugging her knees to her chest. A text from Cam reads, "Danny, are you okay?" Danny picks up her phone, looks at it for a split second, then throws it across the room. She puts her fist to her temples, then hugs her knees again and leans her head forward.
Danny, are you okay, baby?
Danny rests her forehead on her knees for a moment, then picks her head up and blinks as tears run down her cheeks.
I'm fine. I just dropped something. Are you sure? Please just leave me alone. Okay. I'm here if you need me.
Danny gazes upward. Her lip and chin quiver as her hands run down her shins and grab her ankles. She stares at the floor for a moment, then reaches up and grabs her diary from the bedside table. She rests it against her knees and opens it, flipping slowly through the pages. She comes to a stop on a page containing a photo of her and Freddie as children. On the page opposite the photo, a message reads, "Danny plus Freddie, BF forever." The BF is enclosed in a heart. A bookmark rests on the page and she slides it off of the diary, clasping it between her fingers as she stares at the photo.
I can't believe she fell for it.
Leave her alone, jerks.
Thanks, Freddie. You're my best friend.
Danny hugs the diary to her chest as her lip trembles. At school, Danny arrives to class dressed in sweats, with her hair pulled in a messy bun.
So today we are going to be talking about the Cold War. If it were then, I would be teaching you drills to hide under your desk, like that would somehow help with a bomb. You are late, Miss Barnes. Open up your textbook, please, to page 198. If you want to keep that phone, you better put it away. Thank you. Okay, everybody, settle down.
Miguel and Holly glance at each other and frown. Freddie looks back at Danny.
So, the Cold War, this was a very scary time. Think about it like this. The U.S. was Taylor Swift, and the USSR was Taylor Lautner, or Harry Styles, or Tom Hiddleston.
I'm not the only one! I'm not the only one, there's more coming. CJ! You guys are so stupid right now.
Sorry!
Hey! Stay in class!
Rusar! God damn it! Get back here!
Wow, they are killing Danny online.
Yeah, those memes are cruel.
She has no one to blame but herself.
Miguel and Holly stare at Alexa.
I'm pretty sure she could blame you.
She made me look like an idiot in front of the entire school.
You did a pretty good job of that yourself.
Holly gets up and leaves. Alexa watches her go. Her mouth hangs open.
That was really messed up. Even for you. I'm out of here.
Miguel leaves Alexa alone at the table. Next, Dani lies in bed on her side, one arm around Tyrion. Taylor opens the door.
Dani, I just wanted to let you know, I think it's really lame what Alexa did, and I stopped following her.
Thanks, T.
And if you want to talk, you know where my room is.
Maybe later, okay?
Tyrion gets up and follows Taylor out the door.
Okay.
Dani sits up and shifts onto her other side, head resting on her arm.
Taylor, please just leave me alone.
Hey, baby girl. May I come in?
Dani shrugs and her dad crosses to the bed. He sits down on the edge and turns to face her.
So how you doing? You okay?
Dad, I really don't want to talk.
You're gonna have to. I may not seem like it, but I notice a lot of stuff around here.
Really?
Yes. I let your mom handle most of it because I've never been a teenage girl. Or any age girl for that matter, but you're acting like a dumbass.
Wow, now I see why you let mom give the talks.
I know you feel like crap, and I can't imagine being embarrassed in front of the whole world, but this past month, you've been losing yourself, trying to keep up with these girls who aren't even in your league.
Dad, you don't understand. Everyone at school thinks I'm some obsessed stalker.
But you're not, right?
They lock eyes.
Right.
So who cares what they think? When you graduate, you won't see half of those people ever again.
I still have to go to school until then.
Danny's dad looks down for a moment, then turns toward her.
Focus on what's important to you. Everything else will fall into place.
She leans toward him.
You're still my daddy. You're one of the smartest people I've ever met.
He smiles. Danny shrugs.
I know you'll figure it out.
He turns and stands, moving toward the door.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Danny hugs her dad as he turns around. He looks down and smiles.
Thank you.
His smile broadens as he hugs her tightly, leaning his head against hers.
You still owe me $400.
Okay.
She returns to the bed as he crosses to the door.
Good night, baby girl.
Night.
Dani sits in bed and crosses her legs. Next, Freddy lies in bed with headphones on, eating a Pop-Tart. His feet rest on the bedside table.
Grams, I already told you I don't want a fuzzy navel. Stop! Oh, fine, I'm coming. Grams, get a hobby, seriously. Why?
He opens the door to find Dani.
How about an apology?
I thought we already did that.
Freddy pushes her out of the doorway. He slams the door, then he flops face down on the bed.
Freddy.
Dani opens the door and looks inside.
You're my best friend.
Really? Because I wasn't sure anymore.
Look. There's no excuse, okay? I wasn't there for you, and you've always been there for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was hoping for something a little more poetic. But that'll do.
Freddy sits up and looks at her.
Can I come in?
Yes.
Dani smiles and walks to the bed. As she sits, they smile at each other, both with hands clasped in their laps.
And I'm sorry. I was a jerk, too.
He gives her a gentle shove.
I mean, you were a way bigger jerk, but still.
They smile and look away from each other. Then she looks back at him.
Friends?
Freddy looks up at her, opens his mouth, then looks away for a moment before looking back.
Friends. I'm just glad to have you back.
Now at Biggie's.
I guess now I can say I know Bob.
Bob? You mean Bob?
No, Bob's dead. Oh. I'm Paco, the general manager.
He shows his name tag.
Oh. Okay, well, thanks again for letting us have the adoption event here.
We're happy to help. It's gonna be great.
You're literally a lifesaver.
I'm a puppy saver. Wonderful.
Great. Nice good deal. You.
Ciao.
See you later, Bob.
Paco.
Paco. Ah, oh, damn it, Dani.
At home, Dani uses her laptop.
a flyer reads, "Come adopt a new best friend at Bob's Big Boy, Saturday." A notification shows two responses. Danny moves to her feed and checks the comments section. Comments read, "Yikes, crazy bitch, hashtag stalker much, hashtag vomit girl, jealous girls suck, pig breath, get your own life, get a restraining order, hashtag obsessed much, esta loco, go back to the kennels, attention whore, clearly insane, hashtag stalker life, peeping Danny." Danny's finger moves across the trackpad. A box appears on the screen that reads, "Are you sure you want to suspend your account?" Her mouse hovers over the yes button for a moment. Then, she takes her hand from the trackpad, removes her glasses, and crosses her arms. She stares at the screen and licks her lips.
Okay. Here goes nothing.
Danny closes the suspension window, then scrolls down the page and opens a window to record a video.
Hi. I'm Danny Barnes. Most of you know me as Alexa Medina Stalker, or The Stalker.
Danny rolls her eyes and shrugs.
Very original. I'm not a stalker. The truth is, I'm just a goofy, dog-loving nerd.
She picks up her phone and faces it toward the screen, showing an image of Danny in her sweats.
This isn't exactly the image of a cool kid, but the truth is, I'm really okay with this girl.
Cam watches the video.
And turns out my dream guy was too, but...
He smiles.
I messed it up. I lost someone I loved just to get likes from a bunch of people that I don't even like. No offense.
She waves a hand toward the screen.
Even worse, I lost myself. But I'm going to change all of that. A wise man told me to focus on what's important to me, and it's not all of this. It's this little guy.
Danny picks up Tyrion.
And a bunch of other little guys like him who need homes. So, if you're looking for a furry friend, come adopt a dog this Saturday from Bark at Bob's Big Boy.
She pets Tyrion, then looks down and shrugs.
Okay, that's it, I guess. Shit, how do you turn this thing off?
Cam grins and sets his tablet aside. Then he gets up and moves into another room where his dad watches TV.
It's a damn shame.
Got a minute, Dad? We need to talk.
We already talked.
No, you talked. Now you need to listen.
Now, Danny and her mom lift boxes out of the trunk of Danny's car.
Grab that one.
Okay.
Next, at Biggie's.
My name is Danny, and I work for Bark, and we're going to have an event here, and it's going to be really, really great. You guys should come.
You look nice, right?
Yeah.
Let's try it on him.
Great color.
Dog model.
Now, Danny sits in bed and checks the page for the adoption event on her laptop. It has over 1,200 views and 800 shares.
Holy shih tzu! Tyrion, we did it!
Well, I did it. You just slept all day.
Danny clicks on a video pop-up.
I came over here because I won't ask to be friends again.
The caption reads, "Who's the stalker now?"
I don't know. Look, I know. We used to be really close. And I know
Taylor!
Yes?
Thanks.
Nobody messes with my sister.
Danny smiles at Taylor.
Knock it out.
Taylor sticks out her tongue, then closes the door. Danny smiles and hugs Tyrion. Now, at the adoption event.
Danny, this is quite a turnout, I gotta say. And your parents are here, hello.
Hey, guys.
Great to see you.
Hey, okay, Hodor.
Hodor's legs coming along.
Hey, guys.
I could not believe that so many people showed up because of me.
They didn't. Look.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Kid Ink in the building. I'm telling y'all, y'all need to go hit up my homegirl Danny's pet adoption event going on. I'm sorry I couldn't be there, Danny, but I saw that dope video you posted, yo. I'm gonna hit you
this
when I touch down.
This is so cool. Wow, that's so much better than my video.
Of course it is.
Okay, gotta go. Bye, guys.
I'm gonna miss you next year.
Oh my God. Is this what I think it is?
Yep. You earned it.
Danny holds an envelope.
Thank you.
They embrace, and Fiona spots someone over Danny's shoulder.
Hey!
A bald man waves and points to a dog in his arms.
6 foot, yes!
Roger. As in, Roger that.
Nice!
Next, Shannon drives up and stops in front of Holly's house. Her jaw drops. As the car stops, its new two-toned paint job gleams in the sunlight.
Oh my gosh!
He opens the door for her, and she sits down, smiling.
This is amazing, Shannon.
I had a little motivation. I told a girl I really liked that I had it ready for the bonfire.
A pair of fuzzy dice hang from the mirror.
I can't believe you did all
right,
of
that. Trust me, I feel the same way. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
You ready to go?
Yeah.
Bonfire, let's go. Here we come. Let's go.
Now, in Danny's room, Danny puts on earrings as Taylor enters.
Wow, you look nice.
She tugs Danny's skirt straight as they look into the mirror.
Don't worry. He'll be there.
Thanks, T.
Danny gives Taylor a one-arm hug.
I bet you guys are totally gonna make out tonight.
Get out of here!
Next, a highway sign reads Malibu City Limit.
Oh yeah, they are loving the car.
Hey! What's up, guys?
Shannon and Holly drive through a crowded parking lot.
Oh, hey, park next to Vinny.
Okay. Watch out.
As they stop next to Vinny's car, they spot him kissing Miguel.
Vinny!
Miguel?
It's not what it looks like.
Come on, Vinny.
It looks like you're making out with Miguel.
Shannon and Holly grin.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Huh. I guess it makes sense.
Guess so. All right, well, looks like I owe Cameron 20 bucks.
Teens play volleyball on the beach as others lay down towels. Broussard sits in a beach chair holding a megaphone.
I don't know whose idea it was to give me a microphone. If I could pay you, I would. I feel myself being engulfed by the power. And if we could we make the fire look nice? Could that be possible? I'm getting creative here.
We can call it Vinny and the Vinaigrettes.
Oh! Hey, Danny!
Hey, Danny!
What up?
Glad you could make it.
Oh my God, did you hear that? Alexa lost her YouTube channel?
No.
Yeah, apparently somebody anonymously reported she was faking her views.
Gee, I wonder who that was. Miguel?
What?
Have you guys seen Cameron?
Yeah. Down by the ocean being a pensive little bitch.
Don't be a dick.
He's over by the bonfire.
I'll see you guys over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Sweet.
See you there.
Let's do this. Come here, bear.
Tequila.
Tequila?
Vinny carries Miguel away, then looks back.
Hey, you guys coming?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, we'll catch up with you in a bit.
Hey, stay strong, Tiger.
Broussard spots Danny as she approaches.
Hey, Danny. Looks like you went through a full-on hero's journey, girl.
Miguel wanders through the party drinking from a brown paper bag. Freddie stands at a DJ podium wearing a crown. A boy dancing nearby points at him, then blows him a kiss. Freddie frowns. Danny approaches, smiling.
Hey!
Freddie spots her and smiles.
I am killing it right now!
I can see that.
You want a little alone time?
Holly looks into Shannon's eyes.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that.
She frowns and looks away.
I'm a virgin.
What? No, sorry, it's just you kind of...
Yeah, I know. Dingleberry started that rumor about us hooking up in his Mustang, but I never even got in his car.
Why didn't you tell people the truth?
I don't know. It sounds pathetic, but after that, a lot of guys started noticing me, so it felt good being the one getting attention for once.
Holly bites her lip.
I don't think you're pathetic. I've always thought you were special.
Really?
Yeah. You do make out, though, right?
Oh.
Holly pulls him into a kiss. His hand finds her cheek. As they break apart, she smiles.
Wow.
Holly grins at him.
Bonfire, right? Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Let's go.
Yes, can I get one for the road?
Holly kisses him again, then smiles and leads him toward the beach.
By the way, if you were looking for a certain someone, he's just over there.
Freddie points to Cam, who sits alone facing the water.
Thank you.
Three of the cheerleaders approach Freddie from behind.
Hey, Freddie.
Hi.
Do you need any background dancers?
Freddie mouths, oh my God, to Danny.
Looks like they want to finish that routine for you.
You're off at your point, get low. European girls, I'm off at your point, get low. American girls, I'm off at your point, get low. Jump on, get low. Jump on, get low.
Cam is silhouetted against the sunset as Danny approaches.
Is the seat taken?
Cam looks up at her.
Yes, it is. Saving it for my date.
Danny crosses her arms and starts to leave. Cam turns.
She's beautiful, smart, funny, loves animals, especially dogs. gives good advice, and is not the best swimmer. Have you seen her?
Danny smiles and turns, her skirt blowing in the wind.
Sounds so familiar. She also have bitchin' dance moves?
She waves her arms in front of her.
No. They were cute, though.
Danny approaches Cam, arms crossed, then sits down next to him. He looks out toward the sunset as she glances at him. Danny looks down before turning to face Cam.
I'm so sorry for everything. Especially how I acted after the swim meet.
Yeah. But if it hadn't happened, you wouldn't be looking at a future marine biologist Olympian.
You told your dad?
Cam smiles and nods. Danny smiles back at him.
Well, in that case, you're welcome.
Waves roll in toward them as they sit silhouetted on a ridge of sand. They look down and away from each other as Cam purses his lips. He turns to her.
I missed you.
I missed you too. I hope you know I'm still the same Danny.
Cam grins and nods.
I know. I saw your video.
Danny bites her lip and looks away.
For the record, you never lost me.
She looks at him, brows furrowed, then leans in and kisses him. Miguel creeps up behind them, grinning, and records a video of them silhouetted against the sunset. Next, Alexa stands in her kitchen in a plain white t-shirt with her hair pulled up in a large bun. She watches the video and begins to cry. Alexa picks up a donut and shoves it into her mouth. Next, Taylor sits on the couch watching the video.
I knew they were gonna make out.
Who's making out?
Give your sister some privacy.
Danny's mom taps Taylor's shoulder.
Let me see.
Taylor slides over and they watch the video. At the beach, Danny and Cam break apart and smile at each other.
You know how to swim, right?
What?
Hey, because I wouldn't want to have to save you.
Come on! Come on! Come on!
Okay.
Danny rushes toward the ocean, looking back over her shoulder. Cam pulls off his shirt and follows. As they reach the water, he spreads his arms wide and they jump over a few small waves. They hold hands as they run further into the water. Freddie dances on the DJ podium with a girl on either side of him. Miguel and Vinny dance together as Holly and Shannon sit behind them. Danny sits on Cam's lap. She wears a headband made from glow sticks. She kisses him. Then, Broussard and a dark-haired boy lay in the sand and attempt to light a bong. Principal Dixon approaches and crouches behind them. The dark-haired boy looks up at him, does a double take, then runs away quickly. Principal Dixon sits down next to Broussard and grabs the bong. He raises it to his own lips and lights it as Broussard stares at him.
What?
Broussard glances around, then looks back at Principal Dixon, mouth agape. Vinny and Shannon lift Miguel and Holly onto their shoulders as they wave their arms in the air. The students dance around a large bonfire as Danny and Cam sit nearby kissing. Broussard leans toward Principal Dixon, who takes a hit from the bong.
I respect you so much. I don't know why I make fun of you. You're just an easy target. I shouldn't make fun of you.
Yes, you should.
No, it's just because your last name sort of sounds like Dick. That's not a good joke to me.
It doesn't sort of sound like Dick. It is Dick.
Shannon, Miguel, and Broussard hold Principal Dixon's legs up as Vinny helps him do a keg stand. As Principal Dixon finishes, he spits out beer. Then, he embraces Vinny and Shannon as they cheer, and Vinny raises a fist in the air. Freddie lies on the podium behind the DJ table with a girl on top of him. Nearby students look at them. He pulls her down toward him. Next, the group poses for a picture. Credits. Unit Production Manager, Kyle David Crosby. First Assistant Director, Jordan Little. Second Assistant Director, Randon Brown. Additional Editor, Radu Ayan. Cast, Nesta Cooper as Danny Barnes. Keith Powers as Cameron Drake. Alicia Sands as Alexa Medina. Jake Borelli as Freddie Myers. Ann Winters as Holly. Patrick Davis as Miguel. Michael Provost as Shannon. Ryan Malaty as Vinny. Kate Walsh as Dr. Fiona Shively. John Michael Higgins as Principal Dixon. Valerie Ray Miller as Mrs. Barnes. Jeffrey D. Sams as Mr. Barnes. Leah Rose Randall as Taylor Barnes. Marissa Cuevas as Kimmy. Peter Gilroy as Broussard. Rebecca Graff as Lana. Thomas Anthony Jones as Mr. Drake. Susanna Altfield as Freddie's grandmother. Janice Savage as Mrs. Savage. Kid Inc. as himself. Chris Osborne as Eugene the camera guy, Lillian Tapia as Vinny's mom, Carolina Gomez Correa as Adriana Medina, David St. James as Alfred, Youssef Erekat, aka Fusi, as himself, Alejandro Etta as Big Jim, Chris Broussard as himself, Tatina Lett as 10-year-old Danny, Olivia Trujillo as 10-year-old Alexa, Kellen Michael as Carl Hurwitz. You're making it hard to not stay. ESP, performed by Vendela. I'm Good, performed by Delini. Got the Love, performed by Maxwell D. Party Girl, performed by Triple S, featuring Distormed. Ex-Lover, performed by Rwanga and Maxwell D. Slave for Your Love, performed by Smooth Black. Sauce, performed by Rwanga. You, performed by Smooth Black. Cold-Blooded, Free Slice Remix, performed by Soraya. Taking Off, performed by Zoe, featuring Tree of Life. It's You, performed by Sin Cole. Weather, performed by Smooth Black, featuring Joey Diggs Jr. Fall, performed by Mind the Gap. Let Me Know, performed by Joey Diggs Jr. Body Language, performed by Greg Kahn. Messy, performed by Matt Allen. Drop and Get Low, performed by Rwanga and Maxwell D. Flew Here, performed by Zoe. Mirror Mirror, performed by Coco LaRue. Bands, performed by Rwanga and Zoe. Bad Man, Toro Toto Remix, performed by Auto Erotique and Max Styler. 9 to 5, performed by Matt Allen. Way Back Home, performed by Delini. Too Late Now, performed by Talana. Sunshine, performed by Delini. Joy, performed by Levin Colley. Switching My Side, performed by Free Slice, featuring Nebo. Feeling That Good, performed by Greg Kahn, featuring Zoe. Where I Come From, performed by Kinky. Gasoline, performed by Greg Kahn. Drop and Get Low, performed by Rwanga and Maxwell D. Come Together, performed by MJ Ultra. Sail Away, performed by Rwanga. Somewhere in California, performed by Vendela. Right There, performed by Rwanga and Vendela. Our conversations are somewhere around it. Netflix Independent LLC is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. The characters' names, events, and incidents portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons living or dead, or to the name, character, and or history of any person is purely coincidental and unintentional. Ownership of this motion picture is protected pursuant to the copyright laws of the United States of America and other countries and other applicable laws. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture may result in civil and criminal liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright Netflix Independent LLC 2017. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.